there are some people who are interested in reducing population in any way that they can. And I do think abortion is one way to do that. But you also do that through promoting lesbian and homosexual culture by discouraging, you know, people of the opposite sex or from cohabiting with one another and reproducing. Yeah. And you also do it by reducing the or changing, causing confusion, gender confusion in society. And there are other ways as well, warfare, you know, disease, things like that. You know, so
there's a whole complex network of reasons and interests and motivations and people groups, kind of all kind of together pushing an agenda, which is liberalization of abortion. Yeah. One thing I just want to ask about, though, because it's not often covered anymore, is the issue of contraception. Because we know in the Roman Catholic Church, artificial is often misunderstood. People think the Catholic Church is against contraception. It's not against artificial contraception. It believes in the regulation of birth through a certain, I think, Billings method. You know, where you regulate. Intercourse so that it doesn't result in children. But it's artificial mm-hmm. contraception that is a mortal sin if engaged in with knowledge and, you know, for consent and so on. But what is the traditional Sunni Muslim view on artificial or contraception, full stop?
Well, the earliest form of contraception that we know of is what we call what is called quodes interruptus, right? You know, and I think that our audience said they would understand, you know, what was meant by that. But quodes interruptus was something which was practiced, you know, throughout human history. Men often practiced it during the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, with respect to slave women that they owned. And the Prophet did not condemn it, right? You know, so for that reason, scholars say, okay, well, you know, that this itself, what some call the tanzim an-nasl, or sort of the regulation of one's offspring, right, or the number of one's offspring, yeah, is something permissible to do, right? Well, with regard to, of course, artificial or contraception or like pills,
yeah, because today we've got condoms, we've got artificial contraception, we've got a whole range of things rather than coitus interruptus.
Condoms, yeah, condoms are also, no one has any no scholar raising any objections to condoms. Right. Most scholars, most schools allow for birth control pills, right? The Malikis are a little bit stricter on this particular matter, this issue. And fundamentally, the idea is that if the particular type of contraception is going to dislodge the sperm from the woman's womb, right, then it seemed to be impermissible, right, to utilize it. Right? But what some of the pills, at least my understanding of the pills, where they work is that they create a type of protective barrier between the eggs and the sperm itself, right? You know, so it's more so preventing the sperm from reaching the eggs to fertilize them, right? So there shouldn't be a good reason to be strongly opposed to them. However, I do think that if Muslims, also with regard to birth control pills, Muslims shouldn't take a very nonchalant attitude about those either, because there are certain dangers that, you know, that women are exposed to as well, right? In the use of contraception and pills in particular, right? You know, that often women, they develop things like blood clots and, you know, that can put their lives at danger, you know. So it's, you know, so in other words, you know, I mean, Islam, there's not much enough diversity of legal opinion to accommodate the oral contraception with the condition that those particular items are not intended, like, for instance, the day after pill, you know, for instance, which is somewhat like, you know, abortion on demand, at least in my understanding of it, you know, they say, well, again, the spermazoa has actually introduced itself into the womb and
conception has actually taken place, right, which is why the Catholic Church is very much against that, because it's not just.
Right. Yeah.